Stop 10, pond. There are many sights, sounds, and smells to observe at the edge of this small pond. The pond is surrounded by many native shrubs and trees, with bird nesting boxes mounted in some locations. Large logs are partially submerged in the water to provide basking areas for wild turtles. There is also a small island directly in front and to the right of this viewing area. The gurgling sound you hear to the right comes from the small brook, which flows from the side of Great Blue Hill into the pond. From this pond, the water flows into the Neponset River, then into a salt marsh below Milton Lower Falls, past Pope John Paul II Park, and finally into Boston Harbor and the Atlantic Ocean. If you listen carefully, you may also hear mysterious plops and splashes coming from the pond. There are several possible sources for these sounds. This pond is home to painted turtles and small fish, which occasionally rise to the surface to snatch an insect. In early summer, there are several insects, such as mayflies, dragonflies, and damselflies, which lay their eggs by dipping the tips of their abdomens repeatedly into the water. Decaying matter on the bottom of the pond occasionally releases a bubble of gas, creating a soft pop and releasing a small amount of earthy scent. The birds which visit the pond and make it their summer home are the biggest sources of sound. Mallard ducks are usually swimming in the pond during the summer months. The quacking sounds you may hear are usually made by the females, not the males. Males make sounds, especially when they are arguing among themselves. Ducks splash the water as they feed, display, and groom themselves. And if you are lucky, you may hear the distinctive rattling sound of the belted kingfisher. This 1 foot tall bird perches on branches hanging out over the water and watches for fish, which venture too close to the surface. It will then dart down and snatch the fish out of the water with its long beak. If you would like to feed the birds, there is a duck food vending machine behind you as you face the pond. Visitors in late summer will smell the sweet, spicy scent of the sweet pepper bush. In August, the twigs of this shrub will be covered with spikes of tiny white flowers, which are irresistible to bees, butterflies, and other pollinating insects. Sweet pepper bush is the most common shrub in the wet, swampy regions of the Blue Hills. Later in the fall, the flower spikes dry as the seeds ripen. The brown seeds are the same size and shape as black peppercorns. The name of this shrub comes from a combination of its flowering and seed characteristics: sweet from the aroma of the flowers, and pepper bush from the appearance of the seeds.